Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go out on the Schwartz-Carlton guest line. If you, I got him there, Dr. J. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz-Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. All right, we're wondering, what was the reason, what is known, about why the Deshaun press conference was late? We said we tracked down Elliot Shure Parks and let him shed light on it. We don't know what he knows, but we're going to find out. Elliot, how are you, pal?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's all good. Elliot. All right, Elliot, what do you know? I mean, we'll get into, like, how Deshaun presented himself, which I thought was generally very good. Do you know the reason why Deshaun was late for the press conference?
I will say, I think the one thing I know is you guys making way big of a deal of this, in my opinion. The press conference was supposed to start. It was labeled at 10:30. Normally, yep. Those are approximate. I think he was just, like, taking pictures with his family in the back. He had to sign his contract. So, I don't think it was a huge deal.
If it's for those reasons, and that's what we're trying to figure out. So your understanding is it's not about he was late to the facility.
No, he didn't show up to the facility late. No.
Oh, well,
it was like,
that's great.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, and I can attest to it. Like, he did have – there was, you know, I mean, and I think you guys heard this in the press conference. He was pretty excited to be back in Philly, and he definitely had family there.
Well, we were getting like tweets and reports like, hey, guess what? Deshaun is late for his press conference.
Yeah, Seltzer was saying, reporters were saying Deshaun was late for the press conference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it just got everyone was there at 10:30, and then they came in and said it might be like 10 minutes pushed back because of he had to sign his contract, and he was taking pictures.
I just read the tweets. I didn't say it. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's your fault, James.
People said he was late.
You read.
Dave Zingaro said, and Deshaun is late to his press conference. Blatantly.
Yeah, that's what he said.
If we can all agree to blame James, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think we should. Well, here's the bottom line. I mean, I feel as though this is we know what this guy can mean to this team and to this city. And he's got a ton of fans in town. But I do think that based on some of the disappointments in terms of the way he conducted himself at times, like over the last, even since he left, like even over the last 5 years, even if you go back to when he was here and you know, there were issues between he and Andy Reid, I do think that we are operating with a shorter leash here. And it's not about what he says. It's about what he does in terms of leadership with that room, because he is the eldest statesman in the wide receiver
room.
But
to me, this press conference thing's now a non-issue.
Yeah, it's now a moot point.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it was kind of improperly reported, frankly.
But I think it speaks to the fact that, you know, we are really scrutinizing the way he acts, because we're looking for a new and improved and more mature father figure type Deshaun Jackson.
I got you. All right, Elliot, good work, my man. Well, we appreciate you checking in again. Elliot's work, you can always find it on the website, 94WIP.com/GoBirds. Elliot, thanks for the quick check-in. Appreciate it, man.
Yep, talk to you guys then.
Thanks, Elliot.
So there you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.